Welcome back to the Eccentrics Podcast. Today we're not doing a whole lot except for talking about what I literally just got back from seeing. So Boeing successfully launched Starliner today. Yeah. Wow. They were supposed to... they launched the first one that ended up failing in 2019. It's 3 years later. And they finally got it. SpaceX has only put, whole bunch of people in space in a capsule that was supposed to be done after this capsule was already putting people into space. Quite interesting. I'm very happy about the Boeing Starliner spacecraft actually making it into orbit, because specifically this allows America more access, and it finally gets rid of the Russian ability to boost the ISS. So if they end up pulling out of the ISS, Starliner can push up the ISS and it will continue the ISS's ability to function in low Earth orbit. Yeah. Anyway, that's awesome. This one's gonna be short, I promise. And also I don't know why I chose two things about, space. And anyway, there was a thing from Insider citing a research article from IAP, which was talking about atmospheric pollution of rockets. And the Insider basically just takes its chance to attack SpaceX, Blue Origin, and Virgin Galactic, saying that they're going to harm humans and Earth's climate. And really, the only one who's actually even coming close to harming the Earth's climate would be Virgin Galactic. Because SpaceX is actually phasing out the Falcon 9 for the Starship once Starship gets in, production. And Blue Origin's byproduct is water. And Virgin Galactic basically burns, I think their fuel is the equivalent of burning tires. That's not exactly great. But yeah, it's also Virgin Galactic basically they do 2 flights a year right now. I do understand why they're worried about SpaceX, because they're doing 60 flights this year, which is insane. That's more than most, that's like quarter of all rocket launches ever, I think. No, it's not that much. It's probably about a quarter of all the rocket launches in the last 10 years or whatever, which is insane, but it's the progress that we need. I do kind of get annoyed with this whole push to be don't go to space, especially from specific places like NPR and but this isn't exactly about it. It's just worried about it. I do think that this will not be a problem after SpaceX switches to the Starship, mainly because Starship will be pulling methane out of the air to release methane back into the air, or at least CO2 back into the air, which I believe is less harmful than methane. Methane's much thicker and is much more of a greenhouse gas. So technically, it should be slightly cooling down the atmosphere, I believe. Don't quote me on this. I am probably not the best person. I don't exactly know how that works, but I mean, come on. It's so weird that they're specifically attacking Blue Origin because the byproduct is water on a Blue Origin one, but it's whatever. And then basically third big news thing of the of this is NPR is doing this whole thing about it's basically a South Florida school in Martin County. I don't know where Martin County is. Where is Martin County? Yeah, where the fuck is Martin County, Florida? Maps? Let me see where Martin County is. Oh, Martin County is the county where there's like Stewart and Hobe. Hobe? Okay. And Indian Town. Cool. Anyway, so it's where Stewart is, and yeah, and North River Shores, Rio. Yeah. So they basically released this thing about how some students, I believe middle school age students, posed. Yeah, so Hidden Oaks Middle School had some students like pose in a like whole bunch of them were like a whole bunch of middle school students basically formed to make a racial slur. Now they don't really define what racial slur that they made with their bodies, but they posted it on the internet. So the school is taking disciplinary action against them. It's weird because I kind of find it's weird that they're like, oh yeah, I find it weird that they're kind of being like that they're, you know, disciplining children for when they're doing something not at school. Now, I understand that that if they did it at school, that's bad, but and they really shouldn't have done it either way. But I don't see why a school is disciplining children for something that they did out of school. It's kind of like when when I was in high school, two kids got into a fight outside of like a bus, like a bus stop for the school, and the two of them got in a fight and they both got suspended. But like in my own mind's eye, it's like, why were they suspended for getting into a fight outside of the school? Like, I don't see why that should be, like, why disciplinary action should be done outside of a school. I just feel like it's so stupid. Like, if it happens outside of school, that's not the school's problem. I don't understand why people are like, oh yeah, it's the school's problem. Now, this is bad by any chance. Like, any way. Like, this is bad. But it's dumb that, you know, kid. It's like, this is like very conflicting. I don't like the fact that the students did it, but I feel like it's bad that the school itself is punishing them, not like their parents or anything. I feel like the school should have just at the very least notified their parents, and then the parents should have done something about it. And if they didn't, that's the parents' fault. Should not be the school's job to like attack students, not attack students, but like go after students, even though it didn't happen on the school's premises. I could be wrong about this. It says last night, Martin County School District launched a comprehensive investigation and authenticity of an inappropriate and disturbing image circulating on social media, and we're moving with all deliberate speed to interview all those who have been involved in the shameful incident. Unfortunately, can't confirm that the photo is authentic. Let me just try and see. Students were involved in this disgraceful incident will be provided the due process afforded under federal state law. And wait, what? Yeah, I feel like this is government overreach. sorry for my voice. I have like a bad allergies, a whole lot of draining. Yeah, so it didn't happen at the school. This didn't happen at the school. It shouldn't be the school's problem. The school shouldn't be the ones doing this. I don't know. This is kind of a, it's so weird. Like, I don't like the fact that these kids did this, but at the same time, I don't like the fact that the schools are, you know, overreaching so far. The school should not be doing this. This didn't happen at the school. That's all I'm saying. Didn't happen at the school. School shouldn't be doing anything about it, other than maybe contacting the parents of the six students that were involved. All right, now I know the word. Now, one thing that kind of annoyed me about this is that the people started to say, specifically on NPR, NPR, the great, amazing NPR, that this is why schools need critical race theory. But it's so funny because they're like, oh yeah, schools will never teach it. And then on top of that, some parts of critical race theory are just terrible, horrendous. It's literally all part of the horseshoe theory. If you don't know what the horseshoe theory is, that, you know, the left and the right, very similar when you start going to their extremes. Mostly talking about racism. If you go as far right, if you go to the far right and you go to the far left, both sides, very racist. It's not hard to see. I mean, just go online. You can go online, you can find it. And you can find plenty of examples. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that was some crazy shit that happened in Florida. You know what else happened in Florida? A guy was tased by a cop, and since it was at a gas station, he lit on fire and got cooked. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. What else is going on in Florida? I honestly don't know right now. I think most of these things were Florida involved. Let's see what else I missed. Florida. Yeah. The teen cooked alive in taser arrest. Yeah. Gasoline at a Wawa. Oh no, not a Wawa. Florida woman sells puppy on eBay. Puppy was an alligator. Come on, is there anything? Florida woman threw fake snake at cop while trying to dodge arrest. That's pretty interesting. Don Leparde sped away from Wednesday in Indian Town. Indian Town! Huh! Shit's going down in Stewart, or in, what is it, Martin County. Everything's happening in Martin County, I guess. What else? Holy shit. Man caught with nearly a ton of cannabis. What? How did he get... Oh my god, and it was in a whole bunch of Home Depot boxes? What? He has a $1 million bond. Yeah, for track is trafficking cannabis over 25 pounds. That is it's quite over. Oh yeah, he had fictitious identification, and yeah, he had a fake ID and failure to stop for agriculture inspection. That's funny. He had so much. He had 1,900 pounds of weed. He had 1,900 pounds of weed. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's crazy. Oh yeah. Florida is the unofficial home of hockey. I mean, come on. We got two, what is it, the Final Four? Two teams in the Final Four for the NHL. I mean, come on. Like, come on. Why isn't that a bigger thing? Like, Florida hockey. Yeah. Let's see. Florida hockey fans divided. Of course we are, because we're the best at hockey. Florida's the best at hockey for no reason. So it's Canada versus Canada. So it's Calgary versus Edmonton. It's the Oilers versus the Canadiens. And yeah, so it's going to be the Battle of Alberta. And then it'll be basically the Battle of Florida, which is kind of hilarious. Like, it's weird that it's like it's all of hockey is right now just like in Florida or in is either all in Florida or all in Alberta, Canada. It's like two completely opposing places. It's quite crazy. Yeah. But that's just great. I love this. Also, Tom Brady, you know, good old Florida boy. He's now a Florida boy, even though he's from California, but that's fine. He signed a huge contract. That was pretty cool. He really did say, fuck them kids. Yeah, I think that's about it for today. I mean, that's really all I wanted to talk about. Yeah, that's really all I that's really all I know that happened in Florida. So maybe more things will happen in Florida for next week. Yay!